Bastara frowned at being referred to as a child. Ben started to smile a little, despite the situation, then realized that she was the same age as he was. He shot his dad a disappointed glance.
Then I believe we have an agreement.
Not just yet. We need to decide who is going to be in charge of this alliance first.
I would suggest we command as a pair, you and I. No Sith will take orders solely from a Jedi, and I am sure you would bridle at being told what to do by a Sith High Lord.
I would indeed. And I would suggest we begin this joint command by sharing information. You first.
Ah, but Master Skywalker, you have our source of information right there with you. Start with her. We will be prepared to depart within a half hour.
So will we. I'll be in touch. Jade Shadow out.
Dad,
Ben said the second the communication was terminated.
You just agreed to help the Sith.
Luke shook his head. No, son. I agreed to let the Sith help us. Ben regarded him, incredulity mixed with curiosity.
You trust them to keep their word?
I trust them to do what is best for them. And as long as what is best for them is best for us, then we'll be fine.
And when it's not?
Like Talon said, we'll see where we stand then. I'm prepared for that. There are two old sayings, Ben. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Luke pointedly turned to Vestara, who stood straight with her hands clasped behind her back. Now, he said, High Lord Talon assures me you know everything they do. She lifted a small information chip.
Most of it's here, she said.
And what's not there? Luke asked. Vestara smiled slightly and tapped her temple.
And this is where it will stay until it is necessary. We have a card game on my world. It is called Maha'i Shu'ur, which means ultimate success in the tongue of the natives. The rules are complicated, but the goal is simple. The winner is the one who never, ever has to play his last card.
Luke Skywalker watched Vestara Kai the way, long ago, a bartender named Wuhur had watched him at Mos Eisley Cantina, coldly, expecting the unexpected, and looking for an excuse to cease being civil. Her back was to him, hands on her hips, her long brown hair hanging loose. She was looking out over the gathering of Sith vessels that were starting to fall into formation in preparation for departure, and he didn't have to sense her in the Force to make a damn good guess as to what she might be thinking. As soon as he had the thought, Luke amended it. She was Sith. So were they. In Luke's mind, that automatically meant they could not be trusted, even if they were sincere in this desire to unite forces and approach the Maw with a lot more firepower than the Jade Shadow would have mustered alone. There had to be a trick or a trap. They were Sith. Deception was a keystone of their culture. Vestara Kai was Sith. But she was also a girl, who seemed to have at least a few virtues along with her vices, something Luke found unexpected and disconcerting. No doubt she was contemplating treachery, but he was willing to admit that she also might just be missing her people. A soft sigh escaped her, as if confirming his thoughts. He had assigned Ben the job of being the first to read through the information Vestara had given them, thinking the task would distract his son from the admittedly attractive female his own age, who was going to be living in such close quarters with them. He was not worried for Ben's state of mind regarding the Force. Ben had been through more things in his short life than most beings had in century-long ones. He wasn't likely to be tempted by offers of power or greatness, the usual tools those who tried to corrupt Jedi liked to employ. But it was, Luke realized, entirely possible that Ben might get a little confused now and then. Vestara was strikingly attractive, and had presumably been through things comparable to what Ben had undergone. And she was extremely, in fact, exceptionally strong in the Force. It was a combination that might make any father at least a little anxious for his Jedi son's well-being.